week, the GabarnBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast, is entitled Fired Up. And I have to welcome in TSN's highlight producer, Eric Cohen, one of the best guys in sports media here in Toronto, and let alone in Toronto and Canada, America, whatever you want to call it. This is the MLB season preview with Eric Cohen. Now, you're a Blue Jays season ticket holder. Can I ask you why? Why this year?
Oh, Joe, because I haven't been able to cut bait.
We haven't signed Josh Donaldson. Are they going to cut bait with Josh Donaldson, yes or no?
Well, the Jays are doing what they call a rebuild on the fly. So they want to rebuild but still compete. They don't want to trade their veterans. It's very tough to do, Joe. You look at baseball and most teams pick one of the two. The Blue Jays are trying to do both at the same time. So I guess time will tell to see if it's successful. But, Mark Shapiro, I've many discussions, and he sort of beats around the bush with Donaldson. I mean, I think it depends how the Jays are, how they're going. It's hard with you don't want to give Donaldson 6 or 7 years because the contract will look really bad in 3 or 4. I think Josh probably wants something more long-term, and there certainly are teams that are willing to give it to him. I think if the Jays do not sign him, look for the Braves. I mean, Alex Anthopoulos obviously knows him well. They're a team that expects to be good in 2 years, so it's a different dynamic, whereas with the Jays, you've seen what Bichette and what Guerrero can do, but, they're both starting the year in Double-A, and you want to make sure that, yeah, you're going to be good
in two years, but you also
want to be good now because you have a large, large fan base that you have to try to compete for.
Your good friend Marcus Stroman said he wants Vladdy and Bo Bichette on the team right now. After what Vladdy did spring training closing game in the 9th inning, Montreal, his dad's former team where he was a superstar, comes up in the 9th inning and hits a home run, wins the game for Blue Jays. Everybody celebrates. Why isn't this guy and Bo Bichette on the team right now?
Because, Joe, they're way too raw. I mean, it's not even a question, Joe. They haven't.
So right now, are you telling me that Steve Pearce right now is better than Vladdy Guerrero?
No, he's not. But Steve.
So why isn't he on the team?
Because, Joe, there's so many reasons. Steve Pearce has played in the big leagues for 10 years. Steve Pearce isn't going to play in the minors. There's no point.
So you release him.
Well, you can, but then you're stuck paying him. But the thing is, Bichette and Guerrero need their at-bats. They need to grow. They need...
All right, well, let me ask you a question, okay? Bichette plays short, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know Vlad plays third, but he could play the outfield or whatever.
Yeah.
So Vlad replaces Steve Pearce or whatever. Now, Tulowitzki is shortstop, second baseman, Devin Travis, always injured or whatever. So Bichette could play Tulowitzki's spot till Tulowitzki comes back, gets his at-bats and all that. I don't see, they're 19, 20 years old. Yes, they're in Double-A. They still got to kill Double-A and go to Triple-A or whatever. But if they're a phenom, like they said they are, why aren't they going to? Okay, let me ask you this. Are they playing at all this year for the Blue Jays? Yes or no?
No.
Not at all. Not even September call-ups.
I don't think so.
All right. See, this is the problem. What's wrong with the Blue Jays? You have two stars, budding superstars. You have an ultimate superstar in Donaldson. Who knows about Justin Smoke there? And last year, he had a tremendous year. This year, if he could have an average year, your offense, the key is the pitching. They got Sanchez back. Stroman hopefully is healthy. Happ will start the year. Estrada, it's a formidable pitching staff. If they could get more hitting, which these two could provide, why not?
Because, Joe, if they say they come up to the big leagues, these are Guerrero's the third rated prospect in all of baseball. And say they come up and, major league pitching is too much for them and they can't figure it out. Will that ruin their growth. I mean, you know, all you have to do, Joe, is look at the Leafs back in the 80s. They used to have these kids, and they put them in the lineup, and these kids were highly touted, and the game was too fast for them, and they made mistakes. And sometimes you don't recover from that. You know, like there's a process. Look at the Philadelphia 76ers. Trust the process. The process was to, you know, let Embiid sit for 2 years. Let Simmons sit. Let them heal their injuries. Let them stink for a while. Get top picks. And then, you know, once everyone's ready to go, they're ready to compete. The Blue Jays, the process is that you have to grow in certain developmental leagues. And Guerrero and Bichette still have to grow. They're you know, when you're rated as top prospects, that means that in a couple of years, once you've gone through AA, AAA, you're expected to be really good. Well, they haven't gone through it. They played in, you know, Dunedin Spring Leagues last year, and they haven't played AAA baseball. They haven't played full years of AA baseball. So that's just what they have to do. It's just I know it doesn't make a lot of sense to some people because you're like, well, they're so good now, they can play now, right? Well, you know, who knows? I mean, are Vlade Guerrero and Bo Bichette ready to step in there against Chris Sale and get hits off a guy like that? I don't think so. I think they need to fine-tune their craft, and that's what they're going to do.
All right, so let's start off with the AL East. Blue Jays, Yankees, Boston, Orioles, and Tampa. Tampa celebrating its 20-year in Major League Baseball. Give me your order of finish.
New York, Boston, Toronto, Baltimore, Tampa Bay. You have the haves and the have-nots. Baltimore and Tampa Bay are both going to struggle. New York and Boston are both going to be elite, and Toronto's going to be in the middle fighting for a second wild card spot.
In the Central, Detroit, Kansas City, Minnesota, Chicago, and Cleveland.
You know, you have the haves and the completely useless in that division. You got the Indians, who are really good and will compete for a World Series, and you got, you know, the Twins, who are where the Blue Jays are. They were the second wild card spot last year, and they expect to be somewhere close to that again. And then you got a pile of, probably a word that I shouldn't use on the air, because the rest of the teams are atrocious. As far as the finish, well, I don't know. I mean, Chicago, Kansas City, Detroit, but all three teams might lose close to 100 games.
AL West, Oakland, Seattle, Houston, World Series champs, Texas, and Anaheim. And what is Anaheim's prize free agent possession going to do? Is he going to hit? Is he going to pitch? Is he going to suck in both? Is he going to be great in both? What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be great in both. He has been a disaster in spring training, Tommy. And I don't know, Joe. It doesn't look good. He hasn't been able to pitch. You might have to, they're talking about starting him in the minors, so that could be just a disaster. Houston should run away with the division. There's very little competitiveness in really any of the divisions except for maybe the AL East. You got Houston, then you got maybe LA and Seattle fighting for that second wild card spot with Toronto.
Okay, so who makes the wild cards? If you're saying all these teams, it's basically chalk. From last year, but
yeah, Boston, you know, the loser of Boston, New York wins one wild card.
Yeah.
And then the other one is between Minnesota, Toronto, LA, Seattle. Those are the only four teams that I think have a real shot at it.
Okay. Are you going to pick a second wild card or what?
Out of those four teams. Oh man, it's hard, Joe. I'll give the slight edge to the Angels.
All right, National League. Let's get to the National League West. Let's start off with the West. Colorado, San Diego, San Fran, L.A., and Arizona.
Dodgers will win the division. There is some competitiveness in this division, though. You've got the D-backs, the Giants, and the Rockies expected to fight for a wild card spot. However, Giants have had a miserable spring. They just lost Madison Bumgarner and Jeff Samardzija, both the injuries. Bumgarner's going to be long-term with a hand injury, so that, I think, eliminates them, despite the fact they acquired Longoria and McCutcheon in the offseason. So I'm going to go L.A. and then Arizona, Colorado, San Francisco, San Diego.
All right. So in the Central, you got the Cincinnati Reds, Cubs, Brewers, Pirates, and Cardinals.
I like the Cubs to win the division. And then you'll have St. Louis and Milwaukee fighting for a wild card spot. I think the Cardinals are probably the second best team in the division, so I'll go Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee. And then after that, well, who cares? Nobody.
All right. So then you got, finally, NL East. You got Washington, Philly, Atlanta, New York Mets, and the Marlins.
Well, Washington will win that division. It's pretty clear. All these division winners.
People are saying, okay, Washington, but people are saying, watch out for Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, they're young, right? They're still probably a year or two away. They signed Jake Arrieta, but they're still a year or two away. I mean, they got good young talent, right, with Hopkins and Nola's a good young pitcher. So there's some pieces there, but it's going to take a little bit. So Washington runs away with the division. New York might be second if Syndergaard and DeGrom can stay healthy. They spent some money in the offseason on their offense, too. And then Philadelphia and Atlanta both should be good ball clubs in, like, 2 years.
Okay. So give me your ALCS and NLCS and then World Series matchup.
ALCS, Yankees. Man, you know what? That's hard because there's Yankees, Indians, Astros. So one of them has to miss it. Last year, the Indians were upset by the Yankees in the ALDS. ALCS, Yankees, and Astros was outstanding and won 7 games. So one of those three teams misses.
Who's your pick? Come on.
All right, Joe. Let's go. You know what? Let's go Indians Astros. We're going to get the Indians avenge last year, and they get to the championship series and they play the Astros.
All right, the National League.
National League, we're going to go Washington Nationals finally getting over the hump and getting out of the DS and avenging their demons, and they'll play the Dodgers.
All right, and final question. Give me your award winners, Cy Young, MVP, American League, National League. Go ahead.
Cy Young, American League, Chris Sale. Cy Young, National League, Clayton Kershaw. American League, MVP, Giancarlo Stanton.
How many home runs?
48. National League MVP, Bryce Harper.
All right. And finally, the Blue Jays next year probably will not have Josh Donaldson. Does that mean come July 31st, August 1st, trade deadline, do they trade him? Yes or no?
If they are not in contention, yes.
They do trade him.
Yeah.
Do they trade anybody else?
If they are not in contention, yes.
All right. That's Eric Cohen, TSN highlight producer. Eric, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Follow me on Twitter at RealEricCohen. Don't be fooled by the imposters.
And who imposters you?
Couldn't tell you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
You're welcome.